Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you for this morning. We pray, Father Lord, that you will speak through me, Father Lord, to your brethren today, and that we'll not only be hearers of this word, but we'll be doers of your word, in Jesus' name. I think I would like us to look at the book of Exodus, so we can start from Exodus chapter 14, verse 1. The message actually is that God is in control. There are a lot of times when, as Christians, we feel very challenged. We encounter situations where it appears as if there's no hope. But the message consistently in the Bible is that God is always in control. When we go through trials, when we go through tribulations, you always find that God is always there for you. So I'll look at a few scenarios. So I think if we look at the book of Exodus 14, verse 1, it's about the children of Israel and what they went through when they were about to leave Egypt. I mean, this is a story that we know very well. Could we go through verses 1, say, to 10 on the screen? And it's about how the Lord was able to bring them out of a situation that looked like impossible. And these are things that we tend to encounter in real life. We get into a situation, you are afraid of somebody. It may be your boss at work. It may be, you know, your bank even, you know, your transactions with them. There are always these situations where you feel overwhelmed by some force, some human force. In this case, it was the king. It was the king of Egypt. It was Pharaoh and the children of Israel. And the message was to release them and let them go. But because he was benefiting, his empire was benefiting from their captivity, he was not prepared to release them. And I will just try to summarize in a few words what the scenario was. The Lord told Moses to take the children of Israel to camp by the sea, and Pharaoh would think that they are trapped and the wilderness has shut them in. So the Lord told Moses, you do this. First thing is, the Lord has a master plan for the children of Israel. And he has a master plan for also dealing with Pharaoh. Pharaoh's heart and all of his servants was turned against God's people again. And they said, why did we do this? Because they were thinking that these people have been trapped in the wilderness and they've been shut in. But still they said, why would we release them? Now, the issue is, in life, when you get into certain situations, you find out that you cannot release yourself. You can make a lot of personal effort on your own, but you find out that you encounter certain challenges in life, and it's only God that can release you. But then, according to his own time and according to his own design, not our design. So, why did we do this? Why did we let Israel go free from serving us? You didn't really think Pharaoh's heart would ever soften, did you? Neither did God. Pharaoh got his chariot and took his people with him, with all the chariots of Egypt and captains over each one, and they followed the children of Israel. After releasing them, heeding the warning, finally, after so many plagues, they still had a second thought. No, we shouldn't have. I mean, what Pharaoh was doing was disobeying God. It was very clear. No, we have a change of heart. We'll go after these people. And sometimes in real life, you will feel like that. You feel like you are being pursued because you are practicing your faith. You feel like you're being pursued really without purpose. These things can manifest themselves in various ways. It could even be a physical condition. So this Pharaoh does not necessarily have to be a human Pharaoh, but it could well be. It could be a king, it could be a boss at work, it could be somebody you have to deal with, it could be a neighbor, but this was the issue. So they went. So Pharaoh got his chariot and took his people with him, and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over each one, and they followed the children of Israel. They caught up with them, come by the sea, and when God's people saw that the Egyptians chased them, they were very afraid, and they cried out to the Lord. I'm sure that each and every one of us, at one point or the other, we found ourselves in that situation where you feel, oh, you have escaped from a particular challenge. Then you look backwards and you see the challenge seems to be racing towards you. And then you say to yourself, what? I thought this was already put paid to. This is all done. I've prayed about it. It seems to be coming towards me. And at that point in time, our faith is tested. We get this real strong test of our faith. And that's what happened to the children of Israel. Then they said to Moses, did you bring us to die in the wilderness because there were no graves in Egypt? Now the doubt sets in your mind. How come God has brought me so far and it seems like now I'm encountering a roadblock? This seems like a cul-de-sac. What am I going to do next? And we tend to get into that. But the thing is, this is just a test of our faith in the Lord. And whenever we face the Pharaohs of this world, we have to be ready to hold on firm to our faith, because we know that God is always in control, which is the theme of the message that I am giving this morning. God is always... But the children of Israel said, why did you bring us from Israel into this wilderness to die in this wilderness? Or are there no graves in Israel where they can die? Because they felt, oh, that slavery in Israel was even better than coming to die. But that is what the Lord kept telling the children. You need to exercise the faith. Why have you done this to us? Didn't we tell you in Egypt to leave us and let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Surely they were afraid that Egypt will capture them and they will be put through worse turmoil than being beaten for not making enough bricks without straw. I mean, these are things that happen. People go abroad and then they get captured for whatever reason, sometimes political reasons and their religious reasons. And one of the reasons why they are captured is because they are Christians. And that has happened many times. But that is the time when our faith should be stronger. That's not the time when we start to ask questions of the Lord. Lord, why am I in this situation? Why am I? It is a test of our faith. Are we really holding on to the faith, or exercising the faith? Or are we exercising doubt? And the thing is, doubt and faith, they are mutually exclusive. If you have one, then you don't have the other. They are not independent, that can happen simultaneously. So, are we really, as Christians, are we exercising faith, or are we exercising doubt? Moses, however, had seen the Lord work his wonders against Pharaoh. He remembered. The children of Israel seem to have forgotten the 10 plagues. But Moses remembered all these wonders that the Lord did for them in Egypt. These people, on just one occasion, they are now exercising fear when they have seen the Lord do so many wonders to get them out of Egypt. And the Lord would never have abandoned them in the wilderness, because the Lord has a master plan for them. Just like the Lord will never abandon any Christian in the wilderness, because the Lord has a master plan for us. But the issue is, we have to exercise faith rather than exercise fear. There is a competition between fear and faith, and it is to make a choice to choose faith over fear, because faith overcomes fear. So Moses had seen the Lord work his wonders against Pharaoh and Egypt 10 times now, and his faith was very, very firm. He answered the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord that he will show you today." So he was reassuring the children of Israel, like we have been assured by the Bible every day, that we should always stand firm and let the Lord be in control. It is like a car. You allow the Lord to do the driving of the car. Because if you try to drive the car, you don't have the roadmap. So you are likely to have a lot of, you know, hiccups on the way, getting into bumps and going the wrong way, because you don't have the roadmap. Let the Lord, who has the roadmap, who developed and designed the roadmap, let him do the driving and you do the following. So the issue is that the Lord leads and we follow. The Lord has given a set of pattern of how he wants us to live. And usually challenges come heavily when we deviate from that path. Let the Lord lead and we follow. Not you lead and the Lord follows. And which is how generally we human beings would want to live. You want to do things and say, "I want to do this," and then the Lord should bless it. You should first ask the Lord whether that is part of the plan of the Lord for you, and then the Lord will bless you, rather than you dictate to the Lord, I want this, Lord, you must do." No, it's not. That is not the relationship. The Lord is the leader. He is the senior. He leads and we follow. And Moses now reassured them. So Moses, as he seen, he answered the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord that he will show you today." This is a man who is exercising faith in the face of grave, apparently grave danger. So as Christians, when we encounter grave danger or perceived grave danger, what exactly do we do? Do we exercise fear or do we exercise faith? One thing is certain: fear will not solve your problem. It will only worsen it. That's for sure. Fear will never improve your condition. It will only worsen it. The only thing that can improve your condition is faith. That's for certain. So one of the chief weapons of the enemy, of course, is fear. Because he plants fear in your mind, and that will only worsen your condition. But when you have faith, that would strengthen your position. So Moses had seen the Lord work wonders. So he told people, "Don't be afraid. Stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord that he will show you today. The Egyptians that you've seen today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you and you will keep your freedom." So the Egyptians that we see today, the problems that we see today, the Lord is assuring us that we will never see them again, because he is in control. If you allow the Lord to be in control, then the Egyptians, the problems that we see today, will be history. They will be gone. The only thing that would make them persist is if we don't allow the Lord to be in the driving seat. If we try to wrestle with him, compete with him for a position in the driving seat. The Lord said to Moses, "Talk to my people. Tell them to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it and my people will walk on dry ground through the middle of the sea. Now the Lord is in full control. He gives the instructions. You look at the partnership. He gives the instructions and Moses implements the instructions. Our role is that of the implementer. The strategy is drawn by God. Our role as Christians is to implement. And when we implement it, it's always successful as long as he draws up the strategy. When men put up a strategy, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. The B4 whatever company was given a contract recently to ensure that they provided security for the Olympics. What happened? That's man's strategy. They figured out about a month to the Olympics that they cannot deliver on target. Couldn't deliver the goods. It's called a political brouhaha at the moment. You know, the opposition party and the conservative party, they are having a head-on collision over this issue. I had Kit Vance the other day say, oh, they've let the country down. Yes, they have really let the country down. That's human nature, because we are very limited. So the government has now had to go and bring in servicemen, service personnel, from other duties to come and ensure that. That's the type of thing that happens. See, this will not happen to the children of Israel. There will be no before whatever that will fail them. But they were having the doubts. They were having the human doubts. Are these people going to come here and kill us? But the Lord has a master plan for them. So the Lord said to Moses, talk to my people, tell them to go forward, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And my people will walk on dry ground through the middle of the sea. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians and they will follow them. And I'll get my revenge on Pharaoh and all his people, his chariots and his horsemen. And after that, they will know that I am the Lord. So sometimes when you have a situation, an enemy having a relentless pursuit of you, it is possible that it is the Lord that has hardened their heart to show you his greatness and to get them away from their ways. So sometimes you say, but I have prayed about this situation for quite some time. It seems to persist. Your own role as a Christian is well defined. Your role is to hold on to your faith, because at the end of the day, that is going to give you the victory. That's the most important thing. It's holding on to your faith in the midst of whatever challenges you are encountering. The angel of God that was in the camp, in front of the camp of Israel, in the pillar of the cloud, went and stood behind them, between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. The Lord put a barrier between them that these Egyptians could never tunnel through. You know, sometimes people wonder what these barriers really mean, what these barriers really stand for. But it was the wartime prime minister who said this. He said, it seems like there is an iron curtain between Eastern Europe and Western Europe. There was a barrier there. It's not like they put a physical iron curtain. But you knew that you could. Winston Churchill said it. He was the one who said it. It seems like there is an iron curtain. And of course, that was the curtain of the Cold War. So you couldn't cross from one side to the other. Of course, the spies were able to do it. But whenever they got caught, the penalty was very severe, as we know. So the angel of the Lord put a division, a wedge, to protect the children of Israel. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back with a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land. The waters were divided, and God's people went into the middle of the sea on dry ground. The waters were like walls to their right and to their left. Pharaoh and the Egyptians, his horses and his chariots, and his horsemen all pursued after them into the middle of the sea. At dawn, the Lord looked at the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled them by taking off their chariot wheels. The Egyptians said, "We better run from Israel. The Lord is fighting for them." Anytime you follow the instructions of the Lord, He is fighting for you. Definitely, He is protecting you. So do not despair. Do not panic, because your enemy actually is already knowing that the Lord is fighting for you. Whatever the challenge that you have, once you follow the instructions of the Lord, God is not man that he can lie. And we can see the Egyptians are now saying, "Oh my goodness, we have made a big blunder. We shouldn't have pursued these people because God is fighting for them." But they are saying it pretty late in the day. When the Israelites had reached the other side, the Lord told